This public forum has come to a close tonight, and this man was really a star up there tonight, directing traffic all night long. He is the chairman of the Citizens Stadium Advisory Group. Adam Day joins me on the Mighty 1090. Well, Adam, boy, that a lot of emotion in there tonight.
It was a great meeting. You know, we had a great turnout. I just heard the numbers from security, up to about 3,000 people. Probably had 200 to 300 speakers. Tremendous enthusiasm and passion. A lot of good ideas. Every one of the speakers wants to keep the Chargers here. They want to find a solution to a multi-use stadium. They share the committee's commitment to get this done quickly. And we think we can present something that's fair to the citizens, that works for the city and works for the Chargers and other tenants as well.
Adam, what were you in the group looking to get out of tonight?
Well, we wanted to hear first and foremost, what was the preferred location for a new facility? And second, good ideas on how to finance that construction. And we definitely got both. I think the overwhelming testimony here tonight was to build a new facility at this existing location. We did hear some suggestions for a downtown site. But no matter what, the consensus was 100%. They don't want the Chargers to leave San Diego, obviously. And neither do we. We want to find a way to build a multi-use facility that will work well for Chargers, Aztec football, all sorts of other civic events, religious events, monster truck jams, NCAA. I mean, there's a whole host of things that we could do, and it will become an economic engine for the city and for this region. And by doing that, you're going to create new revenue to help pay for that construction.
Yeah, I got to ask you about a story that came down today, and I think it was convenient timing that came down, that Goldman Sachs story about how they would pick up the losses of the Chargers if they moved to Carson the first couple of years. And again, I think that was very convenient timing with this public forum, and I'm sure you and the group probably smiled and probably talked about it a little bit prior to tonight's public forum.
Well, I was surprised and interested to read that article today. I certainly give the Chargers credit on this. I mean, everyone would agree that the L.A. market is substantially different than San Diego, and we have to acknowledge that. We have to acknowledge the fact that the Chargers have worked hard for the last 13 years. They certainly spent a lot of money and spent a lot of time, and I certainly understand their frustration. We don't seem much closer to a solution, but I would say that in the last 13 years, you've never had a committee like this before. You've never been focused on picking a site and developing a financing before. You haven't even had a public forum like this before in 13 years. So we're breaking new ground. Mayor Faulkner's exhibited tremendous leadership on this issue. He's put his neck out on the line, and he said he wants to solve this on his watch. This group is fully committed to doing that, and I think there's quite easily a way to do so. We've got to find the right ingredients. You know, just like a chef putting together the dinner, we've got to find the right ingredients to make the dish, and we think we can do so.
Adam Day, our guest here on the Mighty 1090. Again, the public forum tonight was a big success out here at Qualcomm Stadium. It got over here about 10 minutes ago. You know, I've had a lot of people, Adam, come up with a variety of different ideas. But, you know, one of the things, because it's been such a tough nut to figure out the financing issue over the last, baker dozen years, a lot of people keep wanting to go back to the Kansas City model and the Gillette Stadium model about, refurbishing. Is that come up at all with your group?
Well, that's a common sense question. I think it's fair for people to say, why can't we just, repair or retrofit this existing facility? And we're looking at that. One of our committee members is an expert in construction, and so we're looking at some of the studies that have been out there. I mean, we got to remember, this is a 50-year-old facility. It has at least $100 million.
It's leaking right here, by the way.
It's leaking right in front of us, and you've got loose wires and all kinds of other hazards. So you've got at least $100 million in deferred maintenance on this facility alone. You then have to look at the seismic retrofit for this facility, and you're already up to $300 or $400 million. That's not even dealing with adding some of the bells and whistles.
Well, we're visiting with Adam Day, the chairman of the Citizens Stadium Advisory Group. And to finish it up, I know it's been a long day for you as well. The situation, a lot of raw emotion tonight. You have a meeting tomorrow with your group, the other eight members. And I would certainly think there are two or three or four things that you'll probably revisit that you heard tonight, because there were a few good speakers. I was real impressed with a few.
Well, I would say a couple of things. First, if you don't have passion, you're not alive. And the speakers here were very passionate and very enthusiastic. And they're just like you're told in elementary school, there's no such thing as a bad idea. There's no such thing as a bad question. We had great ideas tonight, and all of it's going to help inform and guide our recommendations back to the mayor. We look forward to, you know, getting a final recommendation, as I said, in the middle of May. We've got to stay nimble so that we can respond to things on the ground. I mean, obviously what happened a couple weeks ago or a week and a half ago took us all by surprise. But we're not letting that take our focus off the goal, and that is to pick a site and develop a financing plan that works. But, yeah, a lot of great ideas tonight, and, you know, some of them, great example, a GoFundMe account. I mean, selling off the seats here. I mean, we're doing some of the numbers on the back of the napkin. You can raise $7 to $10 million. I mean, there's all kinds of ideas. And, you know, that's the great thing about this is it's going to take a little bit from a whole bunch of different revenue streams. The county, the city, the Chargers, the other tenants, the fans. People talked a lot about seat licenses, and you heard a lot of passion from the fans and ticket owners themselves saying they're willing to buy a seat license. And so all of that's really going to help us make a recommendation.
Adam, thank you so much. I know it's been a long day, and you did a great job in there opening it up, moderating it, keeping people on task in there. Get some sleep, and good luck with the meeting tomorrow.
Thanks. Appreciate being with you.
There you go. Adam Day, who's the chairman of the Citizens Stadium Advisory Group. Very good success tonight out here at Qualcomm Stadium.